Dear Ollie, I heard about your advice column from my human grandmother who resides in Ogden Dunes and calls me her grandcat. I hope you can help me as I'm having an unusual problem with my human parents. They get angry at me for what I do at night, which is crawl into their bed. You see, I'm a beautiful Seal Point Siamese kitten, so I'm entitled to lots of privileges because I'm better looking than other cats. I love to sleep between my humans because it's so warm and comfy there. I'm quite small, so I don't take up that much room, and I'm very quiet, so I don't wake them. But they just keep putting me on the floor, saying, "Ty, this bed is not for cats." Don't you just love that name they gave me? I mean, who can pronounce it? But my point is that I'm single-minded and I don't give up. Unfortunately, neither do they. So, Ollie, please help me convince them that I really need to sleep in their bed. One day, when I get older, I will sleep in my own bed or on top of the oak dresser. Sincerely, Ty.
Tell me, Tom, I understand you do have a cat that lives in your house named Ellie.
I do, yes.
And so where does this cat sleep now?
So Ellie is actually a Blue Point Siamese. She is a cousin of Ty, and she sleeps kind of wherever she wants to. My wife just wrapped up her pregnancy, and we've got our new baby in the house. And for the vast duration of the pregnancy, my wife was sleeping on a couch because it was more comfortable for her, for support. Sure. So the cat, of course, had to sleep on my wife's pregnant belly or on her hip or on her head. Wherever my wife slept, Ellie had to sleep with her, of course, to make sure that she's okay, to make sure that the baby's okay. Mm-hmm. Anytime we slept in the bed, we got a lot of clawing, a lot of loud purring. As owners of Siamese cats will know, they are very, very vocal. And Ellie, when she doesn't get her way or wants you to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to play with her or feed her, is very, very vocal.
Well, where will Ellie be now that the baby is right? I mean, I assume the baby's going to be in your master bedroom with you
guys?
Yes. Okay, where will Ellie be?
That's the million-dollar question.
I bet.
Still to be determined, and we'll probably take it week by week.
Okay, all right. I'm betting on Ellie. Dear Ty, no, you won't. Once in the bed, always in the bed, and I should know. In the ideal world, where pets are perfectly trained, literature says that no pet should ever be allowed on beds or furniture. I don't know who wrote that, but they know nothing. Humans know that the bed is the most special place in the house and should be reserved for humans only. Nice try. Cats see this issue quite differently. They see the bed as a den, sanctuary, or retreat. A cat will go where a cat wants to go, and that's that. I have always slept with my human parents, and so do the other 5 dogs in our house. Molly, Osam, Sweetie, Pomtini, Opie Taylor, and yours truly. And by the way, there's no room, and I repeat, absolutely no room for a cat in our bed. Our bed is completely full. Thank you. Well, we are small, we're bathed regularly, we don't have fleas, and we have a king-size bed. We're all housebroken and know our special spot on the bed and sleep only there. Since we're older, we sleep through the night, with the exception of Opie Taylor, who occasionally jumps off the bed in pursuit of a squeaky toy. So there it is. I have heard humans say that the rhythm of a dog or a cat breathing while sleeping can be very comforting to the human bedfellows. Ty, I'm interested in hearing about who wins the battle of the bed at your house. You, a gorgeous Seal Point Siamese cat, or your humans? I believe the humans have already lost that battle. Am I right? Signed, Ollie, your friend in fur. And remember, love is a four-legged word.